China.
I did not hit her. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hello there, everybody. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. How's everyone doing? It's good to be here with you guys on a Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Monday fucking Monday at 1:20. 1:20 Monday, 37 degrees. In Southern Australia today, ladies and gentlemen. My fucking God. I've never felt closer to the devil and it makes me horny. Welcome to the fucking radio show. How are you doing? How are you doing? Let me tell you. Just got back from Port Adelaide last night. All the fucking shitty things I said about Adelaide in previous radio broadcasts, I am now retracting because of Port Adelaide. It's always a thing, you know what I mean? Especially when you do comedy in a city and then you do the regional place and then the regional place. Christ almighty, they're just better crack, aren't they? They appreciate you. What a lovely crowd of fishermen or fisherwomen or the working class, the local drunks, whatever they were. I salute them. I was even Wikipediaing the fucking history of the place. No, I forgot it instantly, obviously, because I have some sort of dementia. And no, we had a fantastic time. Really did. Felt very welcomed. Not to say that the city's unwelcoming. It's not. It's just, I just don't think city people, and this is a Western phenomenon globally, especially with stand-up, city people are just fucking, they got a big spoon up their fucking hole. And that's not their, that's, you know, the merging of markets and finance and overheads. Oh, golly gosh, that would really zap the humor out of me. And then you don't know what gender your child is. And, you know, you got emotional problems because of the pollution and the airport and the traffic and the bus. But then you go up by the water side and they're only worried about fucking mackerel. And what time does the fucking pub close? That might be a generalization and a simplification. But by golly gosh, how they laughed. And, you know, it just really restored my fucking ego. I'm not that good, you know what I mean? But I do a lot of swears in, and they like swears in up there. And there's a couple of maybe old-timey, fashiony ideas that I might have because I'm from a fucking third-world country. I know people are going to say, Ireland's not a third-world country. It's actually a well-developed European nation. And I was like, shut the fuck up. It's like, how long have you lived there? When's the last time you lived there in an extended period, Mark? And I was like, I was there for fucking 2 months over Christmas. In my fucking mud shack. Isn't it a big pink house on the hill? And I was like, are you watching my fucking family? I'll cut your fucking head off. Anyway, I haven't really even threatened anyone with my 16-inch shredded hunting knife in a while. You know? I'm not doing coke. You can't afford coke here. It's 300 fucking bucks a gram here. Do you want to hear my joke that I've been telling everyone? I know how to get cheaper drugs into Australia. That's what you do. When you're smuggling the drugs in at the airport, go behind the Chinese family, because they'll get stopped because they're smuggling in fucking twigs and leaves and shit. That's my laugh button. That's only on the actual audio one. So, yeah, everyone else, you're going to have to just... How about this? Fucking boom shakalaka. Look, I'm going to the top. Fucking hell. Ricky Gervais, move out of the way. There's a new edgelord in town. And by in town, I mean not doing great at fringe festivals, but having a great time in regional towns outside of fringe festivals. And if you think that's too many hurdles for someone to get over to make a living, you'd be fucking right. You fucking dog. I'll tell you, there's nothing quite like just fucking coming here and really letting the swears go. All the pent up swears. I always find when I leave Australia that the swearing stays with me. The fucking, you fucking dog cunt. And you'd be saying that to people in London and they'd be like, oh my. Oh dear. And I can't do the fucking accent. Oh, you fucking Irish cunt. You fucking Fenian bastard. Anyway, what do I talk about? Global politics? Actually, I was talking about yesterday, I was saying we should try and summon the devil again to be the co-host of the podcast. Someone reached out who's claiming to be the devil. So we might have to get the devil on the line at some point. The lines are open. The lines are open for Satan himself. If Satan himself is embodying a terrestrial being on God's green earth right now, the most celestial evilness of the whole universe is actually disguised as a man, that man needs to pick up the phone and dial into the radio show. Fuck a podcast. This is a radio show. We don't do podcasting here. Podcasting is for fucking nerds. Don't hang around with Joe Rogan and all his fucking mates. I mean, I would, obviously, in a second, like, if they'd have me. But when you're a lone wolf, you're not a fucking podcaster. I'm a radio broadcaster, like, from the 80s. I'm like a radio broadcaster from the fucking 90s or 2000s, even one from maybe my local hometown who might have masturbated on a plane and got away with it. Because that's the kind of power you used to have in broadcasting, and I want to get that power back. I should be able to get any regional flight, fuck it, international flight, have too many fucking Xanax, or Nurofen, as the fella said, whip out my fucking penis just at takeoff so no one can stop me, and just drill for the heavens. That's my right as a man. All right, and we'll get the... See, the wrong... that I have the wrong bit, because if someone accuses me of being some sort of wronging, the button is like... it adds context. You know, if you don't really write good jokes, you just have a soundboard. Fucking yeah, cunt. Anyway, so yeah, poor Adelaide's good. The wife is gone to... the city on this afternoon to do a kid show. You know what? Kid shows seem to be a real fucking moneymaker. Very upsetting because I'm on a list where I can't work with children. That's a joke. See? That's a joke. No, I don't think I'd be able to... I'd want to hit them. I think I'd want to hit them, you know what I mean? Do you guys think that corporal punishment is bad? I was hit as a child. There was nothing fucking wrong with me at all. There's nothing wrong with me. And I wasn't even hit that much. I think once in a while... wooden spoon? Do you guys have a wooden spoon? Every time I've got like fucking PTSD from the wooden spoon. Every time I open the fucking... the cupboard out to get some cutlery and I see the wooden spoon, I piss my fucking pants. It's just a delayed reaction. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. I'm in control of the soundboard, so you can't stop me, you cunts. You fucking dog cunts. What the fuck am I doing with my life? Anyway, I've got 3 days off here in Adelaide. So, it's fucking 35. I'm not going to the beach. I'm not fucking getting a bus to the fucking beach. I don't watch. I'll only walk to the park and make videos of the birds. And that's not women, by the way. I actually video the fucking parakeets and the cockatoos and shit like that. Because I'm into birds now. I used to be into amphetamines and tranquilizers. Never at the same time, because they really just fucking cancel each other out. Actually, towards the end there, I was way more into tranquilizers than amphetamines. And now I'm into fucking the minor bird. See if I can see a minor bird or a stork. A stork, you know what I mean? And there's nothing fucking wrong with that either. So withhold your judgment. I wouldn't say no to a big line of ketamine, though. I'll tell you that much. Is it wrong? Really? Donald? I'm not sure. I think it's the fucking shit, man. I don't know if you guys ever done a copious amount of horse tranquilizer. I'm not recommending it. But you really get to find out, like, you get to talk to the creator of the Matrix or something. You really are in amongst the wires, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, folks, we got to fucking take on out of here because we're just running out of steam, you know what I mean? But it's a daily podcast where we travel around the world, you know? But if you want to look, there's 200, 300 fucking episodes. I've been in Australia, fucking London, Sacramento, that's it. But many places in Australia and many times in London, you know what I mean? And I'll be back there again in June. And if you are running or booking a comedy show, let me fucking know. I've got really badly made clips that I put on Rumble that get absolutely no views. Hey, I'm a fucking realist, you cunt. Peace out, motherfuckers. God bless. Have an absolute fantastic day.